Action.
Outside, but it doesn't feel it. It's fucking cold for a March day in Oklahoma. But you are tuning in to the March Madness Madness edition here at the War Room, WRCA March Madness Bracket Tournament. Let's get into it right now. Everybody, welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius. With me, as always, across from me, the Garfunkel to my Simon.
The Garfunkel.
Mr. Trevor Truitt himself. Can't believe he's here. How you doing?
I'm here. I'm feeling pretty good.
He's forcing me to drink this horrible European beer.
Little fucking Motley Crue. Always gets me going. Always gets my blood pumping.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, I'm wearing one of their shirts.
I did notice.
Yeah.
It's a nice shirt.
It's a great shirt. It's much better than the one you're wearing. I just to make it personal immediately. But anyway, everybody, welcome to it. If you were looking for a podcast with two guys that have watched maybe 30 minutes worth of college basketball all year, you have tuned in to the perfect podcast, because we're going to pick about 32 games, I think.
36.
36 games we're going to pick, and we've maybe watched maybe four of the teams.
Yeah.
So if you were looking for the most accurate bracket information on who, how to make yourself a millionaire, you have come to the right podcast. Yeah. You know what? We've got lot of ground to cover, so we're just going to get right into it. I'm going to be, and you know it's a serious podcast whenever I've got a piece of paper out of my printer.
We're at the table.
Which is all that is. We're going to go ahead and do this. Trevor's going to read them off. We'll talk through them. And, so in this league, it's a five-man league because, you know,
bunch of losers don't want to be in this, pretty much.
Bunch of losers can't handle the heat.
Too many games.
Too many games.
I said, I don't think it's enough. I think maybe we should add more.
Some of these guys, they're crying. They're saying, we want less games. I want to play less games and get paid more. It's just, it's a Yeah, that's what it is. And that's how a lot of guys in our league are, you know. They, like, we have a couple of Kyrie Irvings. They haven't played a fucking game.
Yeah.
They haven't worked a game of basketball in about, I don't know what, almost a month and a half now. But anyway, let's get right into it. We're going to start on one side of the bracket, work from top to bottom. The way that our tournament is going to go is we're going to go round by round. We're going to get to a point where only four people will make it, and then only two will proceed to the final four and the championship round. So we're going to start with the round of 64. There's going to be a lot of schools in here you might not have heard of before, and we're going to get through it. This is going to be cogent analysis. This is going to be the most incredible college basketball podcast maybe ever. So Barstool, keep a fucking lookout. Anyway, Trevor, let's go ahead and get started. We got a lot to go
through. Start off with the first four here. Tuesday night game here. We got number 10 Virginia taking on number 10 Colorado State to see who gets to play Texas, I believe.
Oh, well, I'm going Virginia, double down.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even, what's our point?
Well, I was about to start doing that, but, you know. Anyway, I'll explain. So, in the round of 64, every game's worth 5. A lot of games. Yeah, so, of course, in the War Room Sports League Monopoly, we're going to come out and say it's a monopoly because all the sports are ran through one corporation, which is us.
That is true.
In the War Room Sports League Monopoly that we have here, you know, of course, you can double down on any game. Because, you know, we're gamblers. We like to take risks. We're a couple of Doug Fluties over here.
Yeah, some people a little too much. But,
yeah, yeah, you know, like a...
gotta hold it back sometimes. Yeah, hold it back sometimes.
We're a couple of risk takers. So, of course, every game, you can double down no matter what the point is, and you either get double the points or you lose what the game is worth. So that's how this works. In this one, the round is 64. Every game's worth 5. You can get up to 10 if you double down, or you can lose 5 if you do. So that's how that works. Everybody's included in this round. So it's basically who... So out of all those points, I'm sorry for sniffling. It is allergy season. It is bad here. I'm dying. I'm probably going to have to blow my nose a couple times. I'll do it in my shirt, though, for the sake of the podcast, so I can keep going and not fucking have to get up. Anyway, God, that tastes... Blue Moon coming back up does not taste great. Neither does it going down. I don't like it. I'm going to keep drinking it, though. But yeah, so basically, you know, going into the next round, the first two rounds are going to be... basically, after this first two rounds, the four highest scores will then move on and be bracketed according to, you know, 1 through 4. 1 will go against 4 on one side, 2 will go against 3, so on and so forth. That way, we'll have a head-to-head matchup in the championship.
Final four.
Pretty much. Well, I was thinking we might do championship. That way, the two highest scores go to the championship, and it's one-on-one.
Well, it's going to be one-on-one anyway. You just would pick.
Yeah, I know, but if some bullshit happens in the Final Four and it's only two people, then it can be predetermined. I think if it comes down head-to-head Final Four, like this is, like the two highest scores go to the championship, I think that's how we should do it. I'm sorry that we're doing this on the air, but we have to.
Oh, well then, yeah, we might as well have a bracket then, because that's how it works. Well, you don't go the best team over here wins over here and the best team who wins over here. It's just whoever wins in their conference.
Well, so...
You might have somebody who is a lower score.
So
than
what
that
I'm saying
guy,
is, so once we get through the first two rounds and we see how the, you know, the whoever the top four scores are, mm-hmm. we'll do it how we have been.
Yeah.
The top score will go against that way because if the way that's going, the guy that's scoring the most should have an advantage because he scored the most. And the guy, you know, that's how goes.
Yeah,
and then into the final four.
Yeah,
all four people are still in it, but after those games.
Yeah, I'm like
whoever the top two scores from the final four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, pretty much how that works. Yeah, yeah. We're still bracketing it that way,
just
so that we have
final
matchups.
Four, so there's three games,
it's just, and it also will make the matchups random that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
That's how we're gonna do it. That way, that way the championship is head to head. One guy can pick one way, or the other guy can pick the other. Mm-hmm. You know, that way it's not a predetermined outcome because that's how it is a lot of times. We have that many people involved in the final.
Hang on. Yeah. Well, so the final four is gonna be played by two people.
Four, all of us.
So we're playing the final four too, because I was just going to the final four, and then you were gonna have the championship.
I was gonna have it
three games
because the final four is just determined what two teams go to the championship. So that's how it is for us.
Yeah, but what if they just pick the same team?
Well, at that point, points are. I mean, you're gonna have to pick strategically.
Well, not if you're tied at points.
Yeah, but the final four, it gives you two games. You know.
Okay, so you were doing three games for the championship game. Of two, one versus one.
Well, here's the thing. If we only do one versus one in the final four, then that's what it is. It's a seat. I want
it's
it to be
games.
A championship.
It is. Well, I mean, I guess so. But
comes down to the last game.
Is a thing.
That doesn't mean you're going to be tied. What if I'm kicking your ass and you fucking need a Hail Mary?
Yeah, but don't you restart when you get to the... You don't take your score in there? I thought you just restarted. I thought it was... That's why I thought you got to the final four and then... You have three games to pick that can be different, kind of like the college football playoffs. Where,
and it's head to head.
Yeah, yeah, it's head to head, and you just have three games. And that
way, right. All right, we can do it that way. That's fine.
I think that'll be.
We can still bracket it, and then, you know,
for
two
sure.
highest scores going after the Elite Eight.
Yeah,
that'll be all right. I'm cool with that. So that's how we're gonna do it. There you go.
There it is.
That's how a functioning
first.
Society works, right there. You have a problem, you work it
we
out.
We took it into account. We did everything we did.
We made the podcast longer than it needed to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Behind the scenes.
But on that first game, I'm going Virginia double down. I never heard of Colorado State playing basketball before.
They're both Colorado State's 24-10, Virginia's 23-10.
Virginia was in the national championship discussion recently, as far as I can remember. So I'm gonna have to go with them off of that. You're gonna hear a lot of hilarious reasonings.
I think I'm gonna go with Virginia as well. I'm not gonna double down though. I'm just gonna take them straight up.
Okay.
Next up, we're moving on to a couple of two number 16 seeds here. We got Wagner versus Howard.
Oh God.
Wagner is 16-15, and Howard is 18-16. Yeah, so I don't know who the fuck. Hang on, I can tell you that Howard is 2-5 in their last games. A bunch of losses to Rhode Island, Seton Hall, Fordham. A lot of shitty teams.
Seton Hall's normally pretty good at basketball, and so is Rhode Island.
And Wagner here.
See, but those are the two teams that are usually like the teams that upset somebody.
They lost also to the same teams there.
So this is going to be like a pick 'em.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Wagner, straight up.
I think I'm going to go with Howard, straight up. I mean, like...
Hey, well, you know, that game can literally go either way.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right, next up on the other side of the bracket, we got, first up, Grambling, 20-14 team against Montana State, which is 17-17.
I'll tell you one thing I know about Grambling. I know they got speed, so I'm going to go with Grambling. Unless that's not the right Grambling I'm thinking of, which I might not be.
I'm also going to go with the fake Georgia Grambling.
Is it Grambling or Grambling State?
It's Grambling.
So it's not just what, the, it's not the end. It's
the
not
fake Georgia is what it is.
Okay.
Yellow in it. I'm going to go with Grambling also. I think I'm going to double down on Grambling also. Feeling lucky.
All right.
Next up, we got Colorado, 24-10 versus Boise State, 22-10. Let's see. Looks like Colorado has won their last four games, beat Townsend, beat Grambling, Milwaukee, Richmond, lost to Florida State, lost to Colorado State, which isn't making me feel too good about that pick I just made a second ago already, but...
It's Colorado, though.
I know, but I mean, they Colorado State was 20 at one point in time, and I didn't know that. They're ranked 20th. Beat Miami. Beat Washington State. So they got some good wins, some bad wins. And then we got, on the other side there, Boise State. Their fucking blue-ass football team and their fucking shitty trick plays. They beat the Vanguard. They went all the way down to downtown Tulsa and beat the shit out of the Vanguard. They beat San Francisco. Lost to Clemson. Lost to Virginia Tech. Won against VCU. Lost to Butler. So, kind of a pick 'em here. But I think, as far as my pick, I think I'm going to go with Colorado. Straight up.
Okay, so... It looks like, from what you're saying on Colorado's recent games, they have no problem beating teams that they should beat, but they have a harder time beating better teams. So I'm going to go with Colorado straight up. And you are as well?
Yep. All right, which leads us into the meat of the sandwich here, baby. We got... Let's see. Let's start at the number one here in the east side. We got number one, UConn, taking on number 16, Stetson.
Well, UConn, as far as I'm concerned, is probably the best team in basketball. So,
I mean, they've been doing it since last year. I mean, so
I'm going to have to take them to double down. I see them going far in this tournament.
Yeah, I think this is a, I think it's a pretty easy pick. I don't see UConn getting upset, especially on the first round by 16. seed. I'm going to double down on Utah as well. Or Utah. UConn. I'm down on UConn.
Oh, Utah. Okay.
Then next up, we got FAU 8 seed taking on number 9 seed Northwestern.
I'm going to go Florida Atlantic on this one, straight up. FAU.
I'm going to roll with Northwestern, straight up. I don't have a reason. I'm just going to roll with them.
I got a reason. It's guys in Florida playing basketball against a bunch of tight-ass fucking military academy guys. I mean, one's going to be, like, well-coached and, like, have structure, but the other one's just going to be dunking all over their ass. That's how I see that game going.
All right, next up we got San Diego State, number 5 seed, taking on number 12 seed, UAB.
I'm going to go San Diego State. I'm pretty sure they had a pretty good run last year. They made the championship, didn't they? Yeah, they did. Played UConn. Yeah. So, yeah, I actually had to pick them in the championship, and I fucking lost. But this time I'm going to pick them again. I'm going to go San Diego State.
They're 24-10. UAB's 23-11.
I'm going San Diego State. Double down.
I'm going to go with San Diego State. Double down, too. It might be a close game, maybe, but I don't know.
Hey, nothing's off the table in March Madness. It's crazy.
That is true. Next up, we got number 4, Auburn, taking on those fucking nerds. Number 13, Yale.
Ooh.
And sometimes nerd schools do pull off, and they're known for pulling off.
Well, listen, there's going to be a crazy upset.
Oh, yeah.
And Yale, multiple. I'm pretty sure, won on like a last second shot against, they were playing Harvard or Brown. I don't fucking know. I'm pretty sure they won off like a last second shot. So they're coming in with like, we can do this, guys.
22-9. They're 22-9.
Oh, do I want to use my upset?
Yeah, let me tell you, they beat some real fucking shitheads here. They haven't beat anybody good.
Well, they're in the Ivy League.
I know, but still. You got Auburn, who's won their last 5 at least. Florida, Mississippi State, South Carolina, Georgia,
and the SEC. Mizzou. I'm going to go Auburn just because I'm pretty sure the SEC is the best conference in basketball this year. So I'm going to go with them, which hasn't been that. And I don't remember the last time the SEC was the best conference in basketball.
They didn't lose in the – they didn't haven't lost in March
yet. I'm going to go straight up, though, because I do think this Yale team could give them – I'm almost ready – because, listen, I've got a fucking – I called the Purdue upset last year. I don't believe in them.
Yeah.
I still don't believe in them. That Wisconsin win the other night over them in the championship, it's all I needed to see to make me not believe in them. But we'll get to them in their fucking ugly, tall, creepy center. I am going to take Auburn straight up because I do respect Yale and their. I'm starting my spidey senses as far as an upset happening. You know what I mean? Like they're tingling.
Boo.
The basketball commissioner.
All right. I'm going Auburn double down. I think they got a pretty good team this year. I've seen, you know, some highlights. My 30 minutes of basketball is full of just a bunch of highlights. Next up we got number 6 BYU taking on number 11 seed. How the fuck do you even say the school's name? Duganese, D-U-Q,
Duquesne,
the Duquesne Dukes. Yeah, I think that's what it is. That being said, 24-11. Have they ever been the fucking tournament?
Yes.
They've won their last, maybe VCU. They beat
VCU's a good team.
Dayton.
Dayton's usually pretty good.
Pretty much they got the same record as...
I'm going to go with Duquesne.
Are you?
Yeah.
Man, they've won 3...
Listen, Trevor, this is college basketball. Teams like that are good at basketball because that's all they got. Who are they going against? BYU. Did you ever see that video this year? Everybody out there knows what I'm talking about. That fucking video, that white guy. Yeah. He's like, shut the F up! That guy, have you seen that video? I'm not picking that fucking team. I don't care. I'm picking against them every game. I'm going Duquesne on this one.
I'm gonna go with BYU double down. They beat Kansas. They beat Baylor. They
Kansas,
beat Iowa State.
Who lost by like what 20 in the fucking Big 12 championship? Saying. I don't give a fuck.
They got
fuck.
Some good wins on their Fresno State, Arizona State, San Diego State.
Are those good wins, or are you just
San Diego State? Wins?
You're just naming off wins that they have and saying they're good wins. Just go ahead. They did play in the national championship last year. BYU, I don't know what they look like this year.
Double down.
Go ahead. Pick your all-white basketball team. I'm sure they would have done great in the 50s.
Next up, we got number three, Illinois versus give me some Morehead State.
Head State?
Morehead State.
Morehead
I think they actually have a pretty good record.
I'm going to go Morehead State straight up.
They're 26-8 and well, same record, 26-8
Yeah, I'm going to go Morehead State straight up.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Is it spelled more?
Yeah. M-O-R-E head. I think Illinois looks like they got a decent team this year. They've had some pretty good wins. I think I'm going to go with Illinois, double down. Next up, we got number seven, Washington State versus the lead guitarist of Chemistry Line, Drake, 10.
I'm going to go Drake straight up.
I think I'm also going to roll Drake straight up.
Drake's usually a pretty good team. I mean, since I remember.
Yeah, like, they've had some good upsets. Next up, we got number two, Iowa State, taking on number 15, South Dakota State.
I'm going to go Iowa State. South Dakota ain't never been good at anything.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking Iowa State. Double down.
Yeah, me too.
Not taking South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Yeah, maybe if they play in, like, you know, their college football thing, I'll pick them in a game because, you know, they're beating up a bunch of kids that, you know, can't read and shit. Go ahead, Trevor.
All right, it brings us to the west side of the bracket here. We got North Carolina taking on whoever was going to win that fucking
North Carolina.
16 seed of whoever it was earlier, whoever we picked.
Well, I'm just going to go out and say I'm probably going to take North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to take North
but,
Carolina.
But, I mean, that does kind of, you know, how do we do that?
I mean, I guess if we want, if you have the chance to alter it, if you pick by Thursday, I mean, if anybody wants to make
that
happen.
So, who did I have winning? Who did I have winning? So, who's going to, who plays them? Like, what game decides that? We'll just do it that way.
So it'd be Montana State versus Grambling.
And we pick Grambling. Yeah, okay, so let me just go out on record and say that I think Grambling's going to win and play North Carolina, and I think North Carolina's going to win. So double down.
I'll do the same there.
And I would also go like to go on record and say that if Montana State beats Grambling, it goes on to beat play North Carolina.
I'll still take North Carolina.
I'm taking North Carolina double down, so I don't think it matters.
All right, next up. Some real action. We got number eight, Mississippi State, taking on number nine, Michigan State.
Shit. Mississippi State's been good this year. I do know that. But it's fucking Michigan State, dude. I mean, that's Tom Izzo. Or is he still there? Or did he retire?
I think he's still there. It's kind of crazy that, like, I haven't heard anything from him in a while.
I'm going to take Michigan State straight up.
What's going on here?
Trevor's gay porn was started playing out loud.
Shut up!
All right, who are you taking? That's a tough one. I'm going Michigan
State. No, he is. He's still coaching.
Okay, I'm going to go Michigan State.
I'm going Michigan State. Go green, double down.
Okay.
Because then, you know what you're going to get if you get that? You're going to get North Carolina versus Michigan State in the second round. And
I know, but...
I think North Carolina's a better team, still...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Mississippi State's good.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying...
I wouldn't be surprised if they won, so I'm not doubling down. Straight up.
Next up, we got St. Mary's 5C taking on the Grand Canyon. The fucking whole entire Grand Canyon's coming at them.
St. Mary's?
Grand Canyon's 29-4. Take that in... That's the second best record in the fucking NCAA?
What's St. Mary's record?
St. Mary's is 26-7.
I'm going St. Mary's.
Grand Canyon Lopes, baby. Yeah, because St. Mary's, I mean, they beat Gonzaga, they beat South Carolina, lost
they
to Gonzaga.
They play in a tougher fucking conference.
Oh, for sure. I don't think anybody can even think about that. I mean, some of these games that Grand Canyon's won, they're playing... I think I see Fort Gibson on here.
I was literally about to say, I was like, is our high school on there? I think I remember playing Grand Canyon.
Utah Valley.
Yeah, come on.
Southern Utah. How many fucking schools are in Utah? Utah Valley, Southern Utah, fucking Utah Tech. What the fuck, just making up shit? Yeah, give me...
BYU?
Yeah. Well, those actually make sense. The other ones are just a couple phonies. I'm going to take St. Mary's double down. Which brings us to... Roll Tide, Alabama, number 4, taking on number 13, Charleston, which Charleston can always pull an upset.
I know, but Alabama's got some shooters on their team, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Some shooters on their team, if you know what I mean. I'm going to go Alabama double down. I'm telling you, that the SEC is, that's why I'm not confident about the Michigan State pick, because I think the SEC is going to do really good, but I'm going to take Alabama and double down. Maybe they can do what Alabama's football team couldn't do this year and get the job done. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go with the Charleston Cougars straight up.
Woo!
I haven't really picked an upset yet, so that's my...
I'm saving it. Right, I'm saving it.
We got number 6, Clemson, taking on New Mexico.
I bet New Mexico's better.
26-9, and Clemson's 21-11. And New Mexico's not a, like... They're not a Utah Tech.
You know? No. Like, I'm going to go New Mexico. Is it New Mexico?
Beat San Diego State.
Is New Mexico or New Mexico State?
New Mexico.
I'm going New Mexico.
Beat Colorado State. Beat Boise State.
Yeah, it sounds like they've beaten a lot of teams that are in this tournament. So I'm going to go with New Mexico. Double down.
I'm going to go with New Mexico also straight up. Number 3, Baylor taking on. Number 14, Colgate toothpaste. Didn't they have an upset last year?
Yeah. They might have been who beat Purdue.
I think they might have been too.
They
yeah.
might have been them. I don't remember. Yeah, it might have been. I'm going to go Baylor double down.
I'm gonna go Baylor double down too. I don't think they have it in them to do it again.
The last time I watched Baylor, they were throwing people around. On
yeah,
the
they they're a pretty football physical team.
Basketball team. Sorry. Go ahead, Trevor.
Next up, we got number 7 Dayton taking on number 10 Nevada.
Oh, Dayton, all the double down. They're always good at basketball.
24-7, 26-7. Pretty close game here. Let's see. I'm going to go with... I think I'll roll with Dayton double down as well. Next up, we got number 2, Arizona, taking on number 15, Long Beach State. Arizona has been upset multiple times.
Yeah, but they're pretty good this year. A lot of people see them in the Final Four, and I see them getting close to it. I'm going to go Arizona double down.
My God. I mean, talk about the percentage on prediction is 97.7%.
Yeah,
so talk about
Arizona?
An upset, yeah. Because, I mean, thing is, like, I'd be more opt to take Long Beach State. Also, it's Long Beach State Beach. I'd make a correction. There's another beach at the end of it. Long State Beach. Beach. Long State Beach Beach.
That's not what it is.
Okay, it's not that. I'm putting another beach on there. Long Beach State Beach.
That's not what it is.
I swear to God. Long Beach State Beach.
Was the beach have a school?
I don't know.
That'd be the greatest school ever.
Definitely going
That's
Arizona.
Right, fucking.
Yeah. Arizona Wildcats double down. Fucking vapes walking away over here. They literally rolled off and tried to roll into Cam's room. She's over there fucking trying to suck it in with
her
witch hands.
She's doing her fucking woman magic.
Otherwise,
you know all women can witchery. Do magic. And frogs are gay.
All right, we're going to move to the other side. The frogs are gay. They're going to have that guy.
I want... Sorry. I don't want them to put water stuff in the water that turns the freaking frogs gay. Alex Jones, personal hero of the podcast. I want to look like him when I get older. I want his body. I'm going to get on whatever diet he's on.
Get on those fucking commercials he used to be on for fucking... Yeah. Was it Weight Watchers or some shit?
Oh, whatever. He's just screaming at the camera. Look at me! I look great!
All right, we got the other side of the bracket here in the South. We're going to roll with Houston, number one, taking on number 16, Longwood. Old Daddy Longwood over here.
I'm going to go Houston, double down on that one. Houston.
Yeah, the Longwood Lancers. I'm going to go with the Houston Cougars, double down. If I could triple down, I would.
I would, I would.
All right, number 8, Nebraska taking on number 9, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, double down.
Oh, God. We all know who your father's taking on this one.
And he's going to be disappointed as usual. Just disappointment. It'll probably be a close game they lose to.
I think I'm going to roll with the old Cornhuskers. I'm going to double down on him.
Nebraska, they're all known for playing basketball. You're going to double down?
Double down.
Oh, you're crazy.
And then we got number 5, Wisconsin, taking on number 12, James Madison, which has been known for an upset or two in their time.
Well, Wisconsin just won the fucking Big Ten, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. James Madison, 31-3.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying. At some point, you're like, damn, a lot of wins.
Wisconsin plays in a pretty tough conference.
Hey, listen.
They're pretty good.
Hang on, hear me out. Beat Michigan State. Beat Fresno State. Beat Old Dominion.
Daddy-o.
He can be on in the middle and we'll roll through his.
Hello?
Hey, are you freeloaders doing the podcast?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're actually in the middle of it. We're picking the... what game is it we're on right now?
We just went past your Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Okay, back up for me, boys, please. I'm sorry. I was cooking dinner and I was just trying to get everything going. So,
all right, we'll just start rolling.
Let me catch up. Call them out to me, and I'm gonna run them down.
All right, we got it.
Okay, let me look.
I won't even do any commentary. I'll just give you my pick.
Oh my God, what are you fucking jerking
you just
it right
take
now?
Some fucking cocaine.
What?
What are you? You sound like my coke dealer.
I'll catch up to you.
I'm on my pain pills are just kicking in. I did a couple of hits. I'm ready to go. I got all kinds of. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Okay.
Right. UConn versus Stetson.
Who?
No. Start at the beginning and let him catch him up. We're gonna run through him. Yeah, that's not the first one we did.
That was.
We did the first of four.
Oh, shit. My bad. Hang on. Let me do the first four. All right. First four, you got Boise State versus Colorado, trying to be the number 10 seed.
Colorado State.
Wait, what's. Okay. Colorado State, yeah.
Hang on. Okay. We started out with Virginia versus Colorado State. That's what it was.
Yeah. So start there.
Oh. Okay. Virginia.
You want double down or straight up?
Oh, no, my friend. Just singles.
Okay. Yeah, the first round's all worth 5.
All right. Okay. We got Howard versus Wagner, number 16 seeds.
Howard.
All right. You want straight up or you want to double down?
No. Like all the first round's all nothing. It's all straight.
It's all straight. All right. Then we got number 16. No, we got number 10 Boise State versus number 10 Colorado.
I'll go Colorado.
All right.
Hey, did you take Grambling or the other team?
You want Grambling or Montana State?
I'll always go with the HBCU when it comes to basketball. Yeah, Howard.
No, it was Grambling. No,
I mean Grambling.
What the fuck? I think I need to switch him to the phone. That's loud as shit. Or is that fine?
Get down, kicker.
There's just some kind of feedback somewhere. That's...
All right. 1 second.
Okay. All right. Now you sound good. All right, so then we're back into the real tournament here. Number one, UConn taking on number 16 seed Stetson.
Oh, absolutely UConn.
Okay. Still straight up?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then we got FAU 8 seed taking on Northwestern, number 9 seed.
I'll go Northwestern.
Number 5, San Diego State. Number 12, UAB.
Ooh, here's my first big-time upset, yeah. I'm going to go with UAB.
All right. Number 4, Auburn. Number 13, Yale.
Auburn.
Okay. Fucking number 6, BYU, taking on number 11. How the fuck do you say the name again, Jared?
Is it Duquesne?
Duquesne, yeah.
I think BYU. Yeah, BYU.
You guys are crazy.
Number 3, Illinois versus number 14, Gimme Morehead State.
That's North Carolina. Yeah, Emory Morehead State, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's who I took.
All right, number 7, Washington State versus Drake Jones.
Oh, versus who?
Just Drake.
Drake Jones?
Drake. Yeah, the lead guitarist from Chemistry Line.
Okay, I thought you said Drake Jones. Yeah, no, the other team.
Who was the other team?
Yeah.
Washington State.
Washington State.
Yeah, I'll go with Washington State.
All right, then we got number 2, Iowa State, taking on South Dakota State.
South Dakota State.
All right. North Carolina, or who did you pick to win? Grambling?
Yes, North Carolina.
Okay. Mississippi State taking on Michigan State, 8 and 9.
Michigan State.
Number 5, St. Mary's. Number 12, Grand Canyon.
St. Mary's.
Number 4, Alabama. Number 13, Charleston.
I want Alabama.
Clemson.
I feel like this is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Clemson, number 6, number 11, New Mexico.
Number 11, New Mexico, or who?
Clemson.
Oh. New Mexico State.
Well, the state's not playing, but just New Mexico is. Baylor, number 3, taking on Colgate Toothpaste, 14.
Baylor.
Number 7, Dayton. Number 10, Nevada.
You said Dayton or Nebraska?
Nevada.
Dayton.
All right, we got number 2, Arizona, or... And yes, I'm saying this right. Number 15, Long Beach State Beach.
Yeah, definitely Arizona.
Yeah.
A bunch of ice cubes playing ball on that one.
And Snoop Dogg.
All right. Now we're back up to the south side of the bracket here. Number 1, Houston versus number 16, My Longwood.
Houston. The one that's in Texas.
Oh, yeah. You mean Yedern? Okay. All right. And then we got Nebraska taking on Texas A&M, 8 and 9.
Is it 8 and 9? Texas A&M.
What?
I told you.
All right. Now we're back up to speed here.
Good. Y'all do the next pick. First off, I got to go blow my nose again. My allergies are killing me here.
We got number 5, Wisconsin, taking on number 12, James Madison. And let me tell you, James Madison is 31-3. Yeah, you know they have a weaker conference, but hey, 31-3.
And let me, I'm telling you, I always root for Virginia teams. Damn you.
Here's the thing. They beat Michigan State. They beat Fresno State. They beat Old Dominion. They beat Old Dominion again. Arkansas State, Akron. Yeah, they got a couple of decent wins in here, I'll say.
And it's all about the streak you're on and how you're feeling going into the tournament. I mean, yeah, 31-3, they're feeling invincible. I mean, I think JMU's going to win.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to roll JMU too. I'm not going to double down, but I'm going to go straight up JMU.
Yeah, I'm not going to double down yet. No.
I'm going to wait for him to finish blowing his load in there.
Okay. You know, today was Luke's birthday?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Luke. I'm going to text you in a minute. Yeah, I didn't know that.
He didn't want to be on the program?
I think he had to work.
It's also his birthday. Might be doing stuff for his
I don't know. Sometimes this podcast makes his fucking day.
You think too highly of us.
He literally told us that one time. He said, when you're making burgers, it made his entire day.
You hear that, Dad? My burgers are so good, it made Luke's entire day.
Wow. Must have had a shitty day. Was it a day you got fired?
Happy birthday, Luke. I made steak burgers.
They were actual burgers.
Okay.
I got the good shit.
All right. You got, Wisconsin or James Madison? We're both taking JMU.
Wisconsin's coming into this tournament with some heat, beating fucking that fake phony team Purdue. I'm going to go Wisconsin, double down on this one.
All right. Next up, we got
even though I love JMU and I'll probably root for him.
For Duke, taking on number 13, Vermont.
Is it either of you doubling down on JMU?
No.
Duke versus Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like a white glove slap fight.
It does. It also sounds like something that fucking Duke walks into and looks at his head and cleanses. Holy shit.
This ain't Coach K's Duke anymore that you can just be like, oh, they're going to get to the Sweet 16 as a bad year for them. This ain't that same team anymore.
No, it's not. But it's still, they're still getting good players there.
I mean, yeah. He's just saying that there's they got upset a couple times with him. So you're saying it's definitely possible.
Haven't we just lost? North Carolina fucking owns us now.
As of late, yeah.
Yeah, they've just been beating us. But Dad, who are you taking?
In what?
Duke versus Vermont in this tournament we're doing.
I said Duke.
Sorry.
I'm gonna roll with Duke.
I was like saying, watch them show up and look ahead and compete, but I said now Duke.
Duke double down.
I'm gonna double down on that. Duke, double down.
Nice. All right, Trevor, it's next.
Number 6, Texas Tech taking on number 11, NC State. Interesting matchup here. Who you got, Tommy?
Which was it again?
NC State, Texas Tech. NC State just beat North Carolina too.
They beat North Carolina and they beat Duke to win the ACC tournament. So I'm going to NC State.
Virginia.
In Virginia, exactly. NC State.
Yeah, I'm going to roll NC State double down.
NC State or
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech's been pretty good the last few years. I'll go NC State, say straight up.
The last three opponents that they've beaten, I mean, damn.
No, you're right. Okay, and they're coming in with some momentum. I'm going NC State straight up. But, you know, that's going to be a game to watch right there.
Yeah. Next up, we got number 3 seed Kentucky taking on number 14 seed Oakland.
Kentucky. I'm starting to smell something, boys. I'm smelling something.
Well, wipe your ass better.
Trevor, turn your gay porn off on the podcast. Good God. But their fans are called the Oakland Zoo. You hear that?
Here's some information for you if you wanted to know it.
No, thank you. All right, Dad, who do you like? Do you like John Calamari's Wildcats, or do you like the Oakland?
Where, are we on some kind of delay? I've already entered. I've already said Kentucky.
All right. Well, I'm going to go Kentucky double down.
I'm going Oakland straight up. Upset alert, baby. It's happening. Big upset. And I also hate Kentucky. So that'd
be a pretty fucking big upset, Ricky.
I win either way. If I'm wrong, I don't lose any points. If I'm right, Kentucky's out and I get 5 points. So I don't lose. Go ahead, Trevor.
Next up, we got number 7, Florida. Which is going to take on whatever number 7 seed we chose between number 10 seed and Virginia or Colorado State. So this one,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Virginia wins that one. I'm going to go ahead and go first. Sorry, Dad, but I'm going to say Virginia not only gets in, but they also go on to beat Florida.
Oh, I say Virginia squeaks in and gets beaten.
So you're going Florida?
Yeah.
Florida.
I think I'm going to have to go Florida. Straight up.
Of course, Trevor. You just like schools that sound good.
Yeah, Virginia doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good.
Virginia's the most beautiful state there is.
Number 2, Marquette taking on Western Kentucky, baby.
Dad?
Hey, if Tommy Boy went to Marquette, I'm picking Marquette. Marquette.
I too.
You know Tommy Callahan?
Huh? What?
You know Tommy Callahan from Callahan Motors?
Yeah, fucking Tomboy. Tomboy. Yeah, Tomboy. Yeah, Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tomboy, you good. I'm going to roll with Marquette. I'm going to double down.
I'm going to have to agree with you there, brother.
Next up, we got number 1 seed, like they usually are, Purdue. Taking on the winner of Howard versus Wagner.
Oh, they're just setting them up to fucking do it. It happened again. It's just going to happen again.
Oh, my God. They can play Wagner. They can play Fort Gibson. I'm going with Purdue.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Purdue double down. I think that they're not going to. I mean, if they let that happen again, jeez.
I'm not doubling down. I'll take Purdue, but I'll go straight up.
I'm not doubling down either.
I don't trust those pricks.
Next up, we got number 8, Utah State taking on TCU.
Ooh.
Which there's like 37 fucking Utah schools, apparently. You realize that today.
I'm really
scoring
on that one.
TCU 21-12. Utah State is 27-6. They lost to San Diego State, looks like in the conference tournament. Beat Fresno State. TCU obviously lost to Utah, beat BYU, beat UCF, beat OU, beat, you know, it's kind of an even matchup. They beat Baylor at one point. They beat Texas Tech. They've got some good wins, but I'd say it's a pretty even matchup here.
Okay, I will go with, TCU.
I'm going to follow that suit, but I'm going to double down. TCU double down.
I'm taking Utah State and doubling down.
Next up, we got number 5, Gonzaga, taking on number 12, McNeese.
Ooh.
The McNeese Cowboys, 30-3.
This is
going to
be a lot of white guys shooting corner three-pointers is what this game's going to be.
So what?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, Dad loves that.
The fact that McNeese at one point, they have a couple, they have like, I'm a little confused on some of these teams they play. Let me just roll through some of them. First of all, some of them don't even have a logo on the fucking website. It just says unavailable. So that tells you how much. Let me just read off some of these teams they played. They played Champion Christian. They played College of Biblical Studies. And they played Mississippi University for Women. Literally says exactly.
Who are they playing?
And they hang on. They beat them 92-23.
Who are they playing?
They who are they playing currently?
Who are they playing?
What the fuck?
It's McNeese State versus who?
Gonzaga.
Oh, it's going to be a bloodbath. Gonzaga double down. It's going to be a bloodbath.
I'd like to know a lot more about playing the University of Women and beating them 92-23.
Who let that happen? Was it an exhibition?
Oh, my God.
Dad, who are you going with?
What are the teams again?
It's McNeese State.
Incarnate Word? What fucking school is that? Yeah,
it says. It's a bunch of Christian school, private school.
It's a Catholic school.
I just want to know more about the women.
Yeah, they played a...
Which is the team that beat the women's team?
McNeese State.
It's
okay, I'll go with McNeese State.
You're taking them over Gonzaga?
Wait, you said Gonzaga and McNeese State?
Yeah.
What are you kidding? You said some other bullshit.
No, they're playing Gonzaga.
Rewind the tape.
Well, he was just going over the team.
I'm hoping you're going to bring some something blah, blah, blah.
I was saying...
No, he was going over McNeese State's schedule and the teams they've played.
Oh, yeah, Gonzaga, double down.
That would be hilarious if they were playing this University of Women in the tournament.
Yeah. How are they in here?
They beat Purdue.
That would fucking happen. That big, dumb Slovak fucking center they got. He'll foul out in the first 10 minutes.
All right, I'm going Gonzaga double down, baby.
Oh, man. I hate Purdue.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Number 4, Kansas, taking on number 13, Samford. And this is a dangerous game.
Is his son going to be there?
Who?
Bulldogs.
Samford.
Stanford against who?
Sam.
Samford.
Okay, Samford against who?
Kansas.
Who?
Kansas. The Jayhawks.
Kansas.
Jayhawks, baby. Jayhawks. Kara loves them.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Double down.
Okay.
Aren't y'all so happy we had a guest on tonight?
It's either Chewbacca or there was a Baylor
like
in the
fucking
back.
Fucking Willy Wonka's factory.
I thought there was a Baylor coming in.
Or fucking Jalopy, who's horn or something.
That's all that Jalopy is.
Ahuga, ahuga. Huh?
Nothing. Sorry.
I'm going to go with Kansas double down. But I think it could be... Samford, maybe? You know, I don't know.
I'll go with Kansas double down. They're a blue blood. I'll give them benefit of the doubt.
Blue collar.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Number 6, South Carolina, taking on number 11, Oregon.
Ooh. Dad, who are you taking, Oregon or South Carolina?
Oregon.
I'm going to go Oregon double down. I think they're going to make a little run here, maybe. And South Carolina's got their dicks kicked in by Auburn, like 30 points.
I'm going to go Oregon straight up.
Next up, we got number 3, Creighton, taking on number 14, Akron.
Creighton versus Akron. Who are you taking, Pop?
What is it? Creighton versus who?
Akron.
Creighton.
Creighton, baby.
Trevor?
The Akron Zips, baby. I'm taking the Akron Zips for the upset.
You're crazy.
Number 14.
I'm going Creighton double down. They're one of my favorite teams come this time of year because they always make a little good run. It's all they have to live for, these fucking creeps they got going to this school that's for creeps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I get there. All right, go ahead,
Dreamer. Next up, we got number 7, Texas, taking on the winner of the Colorado-Boise State game.
I'm going to go Texas, double down.
I think same here.
I think I'm going to do Texas straight up.
Fuck you. You're such a fucking bitch, Trevor.
I'm just playing safe. You never know. It's a 7-10 seed.
You're such an asshole. Go ahead. Go ahead, Trevor.
They kind of changed in the end of the season, though.
Yeah.
They're going to be just fine.
Number 2, Tennessee, taking on St. Peter's.
Well, it's usually of my philosophy to always take a school with Saint in it when it comes to basketball, so I'm going to go with St. Peter's on this one.
Oh, number fucking 15 taking on a 2.
Yeah.
Favored by 21.5.
I'm going to give St. Peter.
Okay, it'll be the greatest thing that's ever happened in their school.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go double down on St. Peter.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he would love that.
I'm gonna go with the Tennessee Volunteers double down.
This might be a mistake now that I'm thinking about it, but I don't really give a fuck. I want to see Tennessee go down. You're doubling down?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? I might as well make this a fucking Mexican standoff. I'll double down on it. Whatever.
And that concludes the fucking first round right there.
Damn. A lot of games. You know, some people say it's too many games. I say we need more.
I mean, why not start on Wednesday?
Well, it actually starts on Tuesday, technically.
It starts tomorrow?
Or Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, the play-in, the 2 games, 2-2.
The four, the first four, the whatever?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, just, you know, going, like, you know, as off of... What do you guys think the Final Four is looking at? Like, you know, just a little, you know, for shits and giggles prediction. What do you think the Final Four is going to be?
I'm not looking at the side on a different bracket. I'm going to sound stupid when I say this, but I think North Carolina, Purdue,
Houston.
Who?
UConn and Houston.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, yes. Are they all? Can that happen?
I mean, they're all number ones, so they could definitely get there.
Okay.
I think if I was having a pick, you're going to the favorites.
I could be eating any bullshit.
I think we are going to get a UConn North Carolina matchup in the left side of the bracket, and I think on the right side of the bracket, we're going to get a. I don't know. I feel like Kentucky could put it together this year. They've been like relatively quiet in the past years of tournament. I think they could put it together.
Wrong.
And then I think I don't know. I'm just saying, watch out for Oregon. I got a weird feeling about Oregon.
Wrong.
So if I had to put in there, I'd put Oregon, Kentucky, North Carolina, UConn. Which kind of sucks because I think the best matchup would be North Carolina versus UConn.
That might be the worst Final Four I've ever heard. I don't have a Final Four prediction. My big prediction is Oakland takes Kentucky out round one. You can fucking go and bet your duplex on it, okay, if you're out there listening, because the only person betting that's listening to this podcast lives in a duplex at best. So,
doing good for yourself.
That's my prediction. And I don't know, guys, UConn, do they win? Is UConn the team to win it all? Do they just
again?
Fucking...
Do it again?
I was going to yell out at the very beginning that I'm thinking UConn to win it all.
That would have been a hilarious way to enter the podcast. UConn's going to win it all, baby!
Bye!
Is it how to hang up?
Hey, we didn't even start the first round yet. Okay, sorry.
So the first games are on tomorrow. Why do they do this to people that have to work for a living?
Hey, that's like, all right, because they're on doing? At night. They don't start till night.
I'm not going to be able to watch any of it.
Why?
Why not?
Because I think the games come on at what, fucking noon?
I just said night. Did you not hear me say they don't start until night?
Don't bark at me like a fucking dog. I mean, night.
One starts at 5:40 and the other one starts at 8:10.
Yeah, you know, this is not basketball related at all, but Dad, you know Trevor is like slowly morphing into Mike Sharp.
Oh, really?
He's turning into him. Like, you know the...
Wait, hold on. Is he wearing jeans and a cut-off fucking sweatshirt right now?
He did one day. And he's like, he came in and he was like, buddy, I was pouring concrete with my dad. And I was like, that's what? Yeah. Yeah, so he's turning into him. I think it, like Trevor's one of those guys. He might be the first person to ever give himself personality disorder. Like split personality disorder. He gave it to himself.
Did it to myself.
See?
Or Kroiki, what the fuck are you doing in here?
Hey, no, you don't know. Listen, I invented that.
in our case study today, we studied a man who had no trauma at an early age, no trauma growing up. And somehow, some way, he has 100 different multiple personalities.
And it's all from people he worked at a grocery store.
I never know who you're talking to, ever.
This is Bill.
All right, boys.
Trevor's not in there. Maybe, I don't know, he's just not in there.
All right, boys.
Trevor in a fucking straight jacket, just doing.
Woohoo!
Going through his
Rolodex. Hey, brother! Hey, brother! What the fuck are you doing, man? What the fuck are you doing?
He's going through his Rolodex of Harp's characters. I mean, honestly, you might have some kind of disorder.
You're not gonna believe this.
You just do impressions of everybody that's ever come through the place you work at.
Yeah.
I think that's how you get started, I guess.
Fucking whoa. Steve Miller playing in the background. What's going on right now?
Well.
All right. Guys, I got to get back to it. I love you. Talk to y'all later.
Hey, love you. Well, we're about to conclude the podcast anyway. I was about to say thank you for showing up and doing the rest of the picks with us. It's going to be an exciting March Madness tournament, and we'll look forward to the competition, Dad. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
All right, love you, Pop. We'll talk to you. Hey, Mom, I love you.
Love you, too.
And I don't want to be labeled a bum on college basketball, too.
Yeah. Bum number two, you get that correct.
No, it's okay. You're just tanking for next season.
Yeah.
I'll kick his ass.
Oh, bring it on, old lady.
Oh, my God. She will drive here and whoop your ass, dude.
She will fuck you, damn.
She will kill you.
No, I'm just kidding. You're wow. a young
she might
lady.
Not talk to you for like 3 or 4 months.
She'll want to keep that snap streak, so I'm sure she'll keep snapping.
Oh, it's just be a black screen every time.
Wow.
Calm down, young lady. Jeez Louise.
I think I might have to slap you. But anyway, Mom, Dad, thanks for calling in. I'm glad you called in to get disrespected and insulted on the podcast.
She started it with me. She came at me.
Oh, it's time for me, always. Love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, baby.
Trevor, say you're sorry.
Good night. I'm sorry, young lady in the front row.
All right, everybody. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for listening to the War Room March Madness Podcast, Episode 1, Round of 64. We will be back with the next round. I don't know what it's called. Thank you for tuning in. From me and Trevor and Killing Time Productions, make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow, download, share the podcast. It is available on Spotify and the Apple Podcast app for people with iPhones. And we've got a YouTube page. Go like, share, subscribe that as well, and fucking send us money any way you can. We take cash and debit cards.
Cash app, whatever.
If you got a credit card.
Pennies.
Anyway, thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.